Before coming here as an ILC prof, I spent about 11 years in the pastoral ministry in two congregations. During that time, every so often, an attitude would be expressed. And the situation would go like this. Someone, not me, someone would suggest that the church members could help with a certain area of the church's work. And to that, one, maybe two would reply, "Oh, that's the pastor's job." We can think of some things that we expect the pastor to do in our congregation. We expect him to conduct the Sunday services most of the time, preach the sermon, distribute the Lord's Supper, perform the baptisms, and many other duties during the week. Okay. What about sharing the gospel with other people in the town where our church happens to be? Or teaching the Word of God to our children? Is that the pastor's job exclusively? Or is it your job? Something that we share and do together. It happens, doesn't it, that we become somewhat passive in our Christian life? We learn to be listeners, receivers of something delivered to us. Yes, we go to church and support the gospel with offerings and prayers that we give, but often we're content to let the pastor do the work, the talking for God, the teaching of His Word. We forget, or we don't realize, the special position that God has given to each one of us in the New Testament church. What we hear in this passage, 1 Peter 2:19. "You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." That verse basically says that you, the believer in Christ, are a priest with the responsibility, the privilege of telling others how great your God is. Now, maybe it seems strange to think of yourself as a priest. Don't think of the Roman Catholic idea. Or even the Old Testament arrangement, the man who sacrificed animals in the temple. Rather, think about the basic concept of what a priest is supposed to be. He's a mediator between holy God and unholy man. And here you can think of an individual. He or she is a go-between. The believer sent to represent God to another person. As a New Testament priest, you would then tell that person what God wants him or her to know. And also go to bat for that person when you pray to God on his or her behalf. How is this going to work from one day to the next in practical terms? Before I mentioned briefly the idea of mission work, is that the missionary's job exclusively? Our pastor's job, or something that we share? Jesus was talking to all the believers, wasn't he? Not just the apostles, when he said, "Go and make disciples of all nations." The apostle Peter was writing to church members when he said, "Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you." If God gives you the opportunity to share Christ with an unbeliever, or a Christian who is struggling or confused, then you're the one God is sending as a go-between, a mediator to that person, to help him or her in the best possible way. It is part of your priesthood and mine too, to be a witness of Christ to all the people in our lives. Wouldn't that definitely include our families? The teaching of God's Word to our children. Something we cannot pass off to the pastor or the day school teacher or the Sunday school staff. Not when Paul writes, "You fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord." To the male believers here, present and future fathers, God is saying that when He gives you a child as your own, He adds to your priesthood the responsibility of bringing Christ and His Word to your children. Could it happen that these priesthood responsibilities become too much for us? In addition to all the other things we're supposed to do, how can we share the gospel with any number of unbelievers and diligently teach that same gospel to our children and be ready to help our fellow Christians with their spiritual problems, plus pray for them constantly? We have to confess that because of our flesh, we're bound to fail. We can't do it. But don't we know that with every responsibility God gives you, there is also His promise to help you with whatever you need? He knows how to motivate you and me with His love and empower us with His truth and even supply attitudes we might not have but really could use. He gives to His people persistence, patience, courage, faithfulness, and a place like Emmanuel. For the time being, we can use this as a training ground. Right now, you can apply yourself in the study of the Bible to learn more about what it is you'll use at a later time when you assume all those responsibilities someday. Also, you can use this time to sort out what your strengths and weaknesses are, and even consider whether God would have you serve Him in the public ministry as pastor or teacher, or continue more diligently in the ministry you have already as a New Testament priest. Surely God will bless the work that we do in His name, be it as a pastor or professor, teacher or elder, Christian parent, or in some other calling in life. We expect nothing less from the One who, think about it, sacrificed His Son for us, forgave all of our sins, gave us our faith in Christ, and in so doing, brought us out of darkness into His marvelous light. Let us close on the basis of the thoughts of our text, singing hymn 360, the first two stanzas of 360, first two stanzas.